What word images best express your relationship with God and Jesus? In the Bible and in our hymnals, in musical works and in books, writers, poets, and songwriters have conveyed a picture of God and Jesus, often through vivid imagery. Here's a poster from our Sunday school bulletin board downstairs, which illustrates Psalm 119:105. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Not only is this a colorful poster, but it's very rich in images created through metaphors of our walk with God and Jesus. What would we do without God's word? It would be a darker world for us. And how would we proceed on the path without our help from Jesus and God? The Psalms are full of wonderful images like this, which convey joy and gratitude. One of the most beautiful examples is the 23rd Psalm. Many of us committed this passage to memory during our Sunday school years. And I'm thinking for some of us, that could be 40, 50, 60, 70 years ago. It's still vivid in our memory. It's within us. And we live it and love to recite it and to hear it. Psalm 23 is a wonderful meditation on a full spiritual life. It can serve as a powerful testimony of our faith pilgrimage. The central metaphor of Jesus as shepherd is rich with associations. Last year, Judy and I traveled the Ring Road of Iceland, over 2,400 kilometers, to observe sheep everywhere in the green meadows surrounded by mountains. Indeed, there are more sheep in Iceland than people. The sheep look content and well cared for thanks to the efforts of their herders, who drive around mainly with ATVs, accompanied sometimes by their sheepdogs. The fact is that sheep, as we heard in the children's story, can never survive on their own for long. Occasionally, we saw a herder chase a sheep who needed help to return to the fold. Sheep need direction to find food on the freshest pasture. They need protection from predators and illness. They need shelter when weather conditions turn severe. In David's day, the shepherd had no high-tech devices. Rather, he had a rod and staff and a strong and caring nature. He could use his rod to chase wild animals away and his staff to keep his sheep on the right path. He carried ointment to protect the sheep from harmful insects that might swarm around their heads. The shepherd knew where the fresh water and grass could be found, the shade where the sheep could lie down to rest and be replenished. Let's face it, we can be like sheep who are easily led astray. We can get lost and make bad decisions and choices. We can be vulnerable and weak against some pretty powerful forces around us. Our moral compass and soul may be compromised by clashing demands on our attention. We can get distracted and misdirected on our way. I'm reminded of the moving solo in Handel's Messiah. All we like sheep have gone astray. Also, there is the verse, I shall not want. Today, our world, through powerful media images, makes many demands on us, and we wish for many things, many of which are peripheral to a full life in Jesus. Vain, materialistic desires can distance us from God. If we take Psalm 23 to heart, we desire less, because the Lord supplies all of our needs. We are content with the knowledge that God is with us, protecting, guiding, and loving us. Another reason that Psalm 23 is so powerful is that it provides us with hope, love, peace, and joy. Jesus can become our Savior and benefactor who's there for us in our troubles and struggles. When we experience darkness, God's light can help show the way. Are we open to his care and guidance? Several months ago, the TV quiz show Jeopardy! Included an Old Testament category during the university student competition, which lasted several weeks. One answer stated this, the first five words of Psalm 23. Judy and I were watching. We were ready to pounce on that one. But we were shocked to see that not one of the three bright university students that day could provide the question. What is the Lord is my shepherd? They didn't know that. It's apparent that a growing percentage of society and younger generations have little exposure to the Bible and church life. Many do not know intimately the Bible stories, the life of Jesus, the inspiring chapters like Psalm 23. Many do not know the power of a life dedicated to Jesus and God's will. They do not know about the power of a nurturing church community. They do not know that there is someone who deeply cares for them. They do not know about the power of grace. If we are distraught and seek forgiveness, Jesus can cleanse and heal us. Through grace, Jesus' arms are stretched to receive us. The Lord is my shepherd. Lord means someone who has authority, power, and control. It's a foreign term for us today because we want to take charge of our own lives and make our own decisions. We do not need politicians, talk show hosts, gurus, or advertising campaigns telling us how to live. And yet, in subtle ways, there is pressure to be influenced by these modern-day lords. In Jesus' case, however, his message offers an alternative which everyone yearns. His presence in our lives is a path of love and compassion. He's not insensitive, power-hungry, or greedy, but a kind benefactor who seeks to care for us and guide us on the right path. He is no further than a prayer away, someone with whom to share joys and sorrows, our challenges and fears, if we sincerely want to receive comfort. This Lord can transform our lives. There's the expression born again. If we see it metaphorically, born again means a total shift in perspective, a new lease on life, a paradigm shift. April Yamasaki, a Mennonite pastor and writer, visited our church several years ago for a weekend of faith enrichment. One session focused on the 23rd Psalm. She encouraged us to explore the question, what does Jesus mean for you? What words describe your relationship with Jesus? What metaphors and images help to convey your thoughts and feelings? One exercise April encouraged us to do is to take a letter of the alphabet and rework the 23rd Psalm. On her website, she includes several examples. One writer used the letter C. My Creator is caretaker and captain. With him I crave nothing. At his command I lay couched in clover. He carries me to where calm currents run their course. He cleanses and collects me, my cowardly crumbled soul. April herself used the letter G. Even though I grumble and groan at the gloom of death, I grasp your hand, for you are with me. You guard and ground and grow me. You gather me in the grand gala, while others might glance and glare. I glow in gleaming garments and golden garland. My goblet overflows. Another stellar submission came from our own Rita Enns, who faithfully did her homework, and I was on the website, and April included Rita's submission on her website, and I'd like Rita to read it for us now.
Okay, I took up this challenge because I love to write and I love word games, and I thought I can do this. So I thought I'm going to pick the letter R, which is the first letter of my name. I guess if I'd been a Zelda or a Velma, I wouldn't have done that, but R sounded pretty safe. Anyway, so this is Psalm 23 in the letter R. The Lord is my place of restoration. He reminds me to rest in his righteousness. He restores my soul and reignites my desire for right living. Even when things are rough and ragged, I know I can release my fears. God reaches down and renews me. He repeatedly raises me up to a better place. Lord, you reassure me. Rescue me always. When I need to resist those who rail against me, you are my rock. Surely God's riches and redeeming love will take me through the rest of my life, and I will rejoice when I reach my final destination. What a reunion that will be.
As a retired English teacher, there were always the creative papers to mark, and what a pleasure to be able to assign something like that. Okay, use this passage and use a different letter of the alphabet and see what you can come up with. It can be a lot of fun and very enriching to be able to go through papers like this, as in this exercise. What a wonderful faith testimony, Rita. Let's consider more empowering images which could help to convey our relationship with Jesus. I'll go through some of the letters of the alphabet and explore some allusions provided by the Bible and popular hymns. A. Jesus is our Alpha and Omega. In Greek, these are the first and last letters of the alphabet. Revelation 22, verse 13 reads, "I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end." What a fitting description for those with a dedicated faith. The beginning and end of our day, of our thoughts, of our hopes and dreams, our lives. He is our all in all. To what extent does a life in Jesus permeate our thoughts and actions? How focused is our attention on the power of his Spirit? Another wonderful image beginning with A is anchor. Last weekend, the tall ships were in Kingsville Harbor, including the Blue Nose 2, a sleek sailing craft also with an anchor. Jesus secures us through the storms of life, providing stability and assurance. When we need comfort, hope, and direction, to whom do we turn? Will your anchor hold in the storms of life when the clouds unfold their wings of strife? When the strong tides lift and the cables strain, will your anchor drift or firm remain? And connected with the ship image, can we also proclaim that Jesus is our sail, which catches the wind and propels us confidently forward? I was fortunate the next day to see the tall ship leave Kingsville Harbor and proceed across the lake, and indeed was a wonderful sight to see the sails collect the wind and start its journey. B. Jesus is our benevolent benefactor. The word bene comes from the Latin meaning well. Wellness is a billion-dollar industry. There are wellness foods, spas, vacations, books. Have we left the window open for Jesus to nurture and guide us on the path to spiritual wellness? Another B word is breath. In meditation circles today, it's important to be mindful of our breathing. Breathe in, breathe out. Know that you are alive in the here and now. Jesus' breath is with us always. His presence can reassure and empower. There's the hymn, "Breathe on me, breath of God." See. Jesus can be our counselor. His life and example can lead us on the right paths. In high school, there are guidance counselors who help students choose courses and programs best suited to their skill level. There are job counselors who try to find a match for an employee's skills. Jesus can be our spiritual counselor who can provide inspiration and direction through his example. Jesus can also be our cornerstone who can provide stability and strength for our lives. Any mason will tell you about the importance of the foundation corners, which provide strength and stability. There's the hymn, "Christ is our cornerstone, on him alone we build. On his great love our hopes we place, of present grace and joys above." Regarding finding a clear sense of direction, experienced hikers or pilots know that you can get easily lost in the forest or fog. One survival item is to have a compass to find your way back to safety. On our soulful journey, Jesus can be our guide. "Jesus, Savior, pilot me over life's tempestuous sea. Unknown waves before me roll, hiding rock and treacherous shoal. Chart and compass come from thee. Jesus, Savior, pilot me." Jesus can also be our Christ. Christ is the Greek translation of the Hebrew Messiah, meaning the Anointed One. I'm reminded of the lawn sign at Christmas, "Keep the Christ in Christmas." If we call ourselves Christians, Christ is at our side. "For to me to live is Christ, with him new life begins. His loving touch renews my mind and takes away my sins. For me to live is Christ, from him true living springs. He comes and with his radiant love transforms all common things." D. Jesus is our defender and deliverer. Our struggles and challenges need not be faced alone. In his everlasting goodness, Jesus can help us through difficult times. "Come, thou long-expected Jesus, born to set thy people free, born thy people to deliver, born a child and yet a king." E, Jesus is our encourager, our everything. It's important for us to receive positive encouragement. Everyone needs it in order to find hope and meaning in life. Jesus has faith in us because he loves and cares for us. His grace gives us second chances and strength to carry on. F, Jesus is our friend. It's good to have a friend, someone whom we can trust, listen, and understand. What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Another hymn states, "Take thou my hand, O Father, and lead thou me. Alone I will not wander one single day. Be thou my true companion, and with me stay." G, Jesus is our GPS. Remember those bulky road atlases that we took with us on our trips? Now GPS can direct us anywhere if we are connected to their powerful software. Similarly, Jesus can be our spiritual GPS, who can guide us in our lives on the road to fulfillment. H, Jesus is our healer who gives us hope. Healer of our every ill, light of each tomorrow, gives us peace beyond our fear and hope beyond our sorrow. I, Jesus is our Emmanuel. Emmanuel in Hebrew means God with us. A hymn reads, "Heal us, Emmanuel, here we are. We wait to feel thy touch." J, joy. J.S. Bach wrote an inspiring cantata entitled "Jesus' Joy of Man's Desire." Think of the joy which he can bring to our lives if we put our trust in him. Jesus also brings justice. The last hymn in our Sing the Story has the chorus, "My heart shall sing of the day you bring. Let the fires of your justice burn. Wipe away all tears, for the dawn draws near and the world is about to turn." K, Jesus is our keeper who helps us ascend like a kite. How exciting. On a personal note, I offer the image of a kayak, which I enjoy paddling on adventures, and I know there are several more here who enjoy that sport. Jesus can be our kayak, keeping us afloat and directing us through rolling waves. L, Jesus is our life and light. Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to thee. Take my moments and my days, let them flow in ceaseless praise. Jesus is our light. Longing for light, we wait in darkness. Longing for truth, we turn to you. Make us your own, your holy people, light for the world to see. P, Jesus is our peace. Calm me, Lord, as you calm the storm. Still me, Lord, keep me from harm. Let all the tumult within me cease. Enfold me, Lord, in your peace. Q, Jesus is our quest. A quest is an ambitious undertaking or pursuit. To what extent do you seek to do his will, to nurture your faith, to pray for guidance and direction as you face a challenge? R, Jesus is our rock. Jesus, rock of ages, let me hide myself in thee. Jesus, living water, let me drink from your flowing stream. And then there's that moving hymn when one has been through a lot of difficulty. In the rifted rock I'm resting, safely sheltered I abide. There no foes nor storms molest me, while within the cleft I hide. Now I'm resting, sweetly resting, in the cleft once made for me. Jesus, blessed rock of ages, I will hide myself in thee. Jesus is our life-giving rain. We sang, rain down your love on your people. Jesus is our redeemer. A redeemer is a person who restores goodness and honor, someone who can provide a new lease on life. O Jesus, blessed redeemer, sent from the heart of God, hold us who wait before thee near to the heart of God. S, Jesus is our savior. We long to be rescued from danger or fears and look up to heroes who appear in moments of crisis. Jesus offers rescue from burdens if we place our hope in him. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Jesus can also be our strength when we falter. God of our strength, enthroned above, the source of life, the font of love. God of our strength, we wait on thee, our sure defense forever be. Jesus can also be our sunshine. How wonderful when the sun breaks through on a cloudy, chilly day to warm and rejuvenate us. And we sang, in thee is gladness amid all sadness, Jesus, sunshine of my heart. Jesus can also be a song in our hearts who motivates and cheers us. Lord Jesus, you shall be my song as I journey. Jesus is our tree. The tree of life my soul hath seen, laden with fruit and always green. The trees of nature fruitless be compared with Christ, the apple tree. And there's the uplifting hymn. I saw a tree by the riverside with the chorus. I've got roots growing down to the water. I've got leaves growing up on the sunshine. And the fruit that I bear is a sign of life in me. I am shade from the hot summer sundown. I am nest for the birds of the heaven. I'm becoming what the Lord of trees has meant me to be, a strong young tree. Jesus is our treasure, priceless treasure, Jesus' source of purest pleasure. V is for vine. Do you remember our rained out church picnic at the early June? The Sunday school moved the banner to the front of the church for the service. It read, I am the vine and you are the branches. John 15:5. Jesus is our vine who brings life-giving nutrients for productive living. We could go on with more vivid images and metaphors, but I think we get the idea of what an abundant Christian life can be. Can you proclaim that Jesus is my Alpha and Omega, my all in all, my anchor and breath, my cornerstone and compass, my Christ, my life and light, my rock and redeemer, my shepherd and savior, my sunshine and strength, my treasure and tree of life. May God give us strength and guidance as we seek to nurture our life in Jesus.